But we never forget about the ingenieur because of the values and also the aesthetics. They have their place in the portfolio. And we always thought, okay, we have to remodel this collection and took the time really to make it perfect.
Hello everyone and a warm welcome to all of our listeners around the world from Geneva to this IWC Watches and Wonders podcast special. As discussed in the last episode of Partners in Time, today I'm taking the seat of Paul Ripke and Chris Granger here, and I will be your host for this special series. My name is Justin Hast. I'm a writer, photographer, presenter, consultant in the watch industry and a close friend of IWC. I'm incredibly excited to take you on this adventure where I will chat to some fantastic guests, get to know everything there is to know about IWC's newly launched Ingenieur, and of course we'll touch on everything that's going on here at Watches and Wonders 2023. Ladies and gents, my very first guest for this podcast that I'm incredibly excited about hosting or guest hosting is Mr. Christian Knoop, dear friend of mine, Chief Design Officer at IWC, and we'll take you for the next 20 minutes on a bit of a journey through the Genta-designed Ingenieur, the iconic Genta-designed Ingenieur, and the process of redesigning an icon, and of course, about the new collection. So, Christian, firstly, good morning. Wonderful to be with you here at Watches and Wonders 2023. How are you doing? You must be very relieved to be here.
No, absolutely. It's an exciting moment. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. No, super excited. It's great to be here and the buzz is incredible. And my predictions with Paul in the build-up were spot on that I think IWC might have stolen the show. So Christian, before we kick off, tell us a little bit about what you do at IWC, just to set the scene for people.
I'm heading the internal design team, the creative center here at IWC, and we pretty much look at the brand 360 degrees, obviously with a product at the heart of what we do. But the unique thing here in IWC is that we have this creative team really looking at everything really from the corporate design, the look, the corporate identity, print materials, website, product, packaging, point of sale, aesthetics that really creates a complete image. And this is what I do on a daily basis.
You must be relieved though, because of course, a project like this, launching a watch of this kind, has taken years. I mean, this is something that you've been working on for quite some time.
Yes, this took us more than 5 years. And as you're absolutely right to say, is that this project and this product as such is very close to our heart in IWC. There's so many colleagues, so many collectors that are super excited about this product. And so we took things serious and looked into it quite thoroughly.
So, Christian, one of the key things about the show, of course, is that it's an opportunity for all the brands to present the DNA, the feel of the year of launch. And I really feel that this year is one that's close to my heart. I love the 70s. I love Dieter Rams. I love form and function. So for those that aren't lucky enough to be here at the show, tell us a little bit about how all of these incredible pieces of, design history have come together to represent the Ingenieur.
No, the famous 1832 was created in 1976 by Gerald Genta. While looking back at the design he did and the design work he did for IWC, we also realized that this was a very interesting era for creatives. And the 70s were really marked by a very special attitude of designers in different industries and different product categories, which was marked by embracing new technologies and creating an aesthetic expression. This was incredibly forward-looking. And this spirit and energy we found in the creative work in this time, we want to highlight and want to highlight the fact that actually Gerald Genta was pretty much working along with big names in design like Dieter Rams, like Giorgio Giugiaro, like Mario Bellini, who all worked in their particular industries with the same attitude to bring a new vision to life in their particular product category. The whole idea of form und Technik, which is a German interpretation of form and technology, really sums this up in a very nice way. This very radical, this very puristic approach, embracing new technologies and translating this into a form, very forward-looking form factor.
And of course, there's a lot of great iconic Braun design around. We discussed the record player and some other bits and pieces when I saw you last time. If there's one thing you're taking from the set this year at the show, the RWC stand, what are you taking home with you, Christian?
I can't take the car, huh?
So tell us, Christian, for those that haven't seen, for those that have been under a rock, tell us what IWC has launched. Give us an idea of sizing, materials, and dial color.
We are launching a new interpretation on our iconic Ingenieur line. We are launching four references on the 40mm automatic range, three references in stainless steel, one in titanium grade 5. All four watches are three-end automatics with a date window at 3 o'clock, and they all come as a new interpretation on the iconic design of the 1832 from Gerald Genter from 1976. We are following the original DNA, but do a modern interpretation of this and really make this an integrated sports watch of the 21st century.
So color-wise, so the first thing people will notice is the color of the dial. So just give us an idea of how you came to the decision to go for that combination of dial color, because by all accounts, I mean, having spoken to some of the team recently, it's a journey in itself.
We have the four references, and as I said, three come on a stainless steel, one with a black dial, one with silver dial, one with a new color we call the aqua, which is a blue green, and the titanium watch comes in a titanium colored dial with black hands and black indexes. I think in terms of color choice, for us it was important, as this product really represents the very technical engineering spirit of the era and also the collection. So the silver and black were almost given because they are really representing exactly this very sober, very rational approach to design. But we also wanted to complement this very sculptural aesthetics of this piece with a strong color that could serve as a talking piece and grabs people's attentions. And there the aqua color, the blue-green, was the color of choice. We're launching some watches and editions in a color called teal last year, which got a lot of attention and a lot of visual differentiation. And so we said, okay, in this extent, we would create this aqua color to complement the Ingenieur design. And then the titanium piece obviously represents the idea of this monoblock in metal to a perfect extent. And therefore, also we choose for monochromatic execution on the dial, which really extends the titanium look to the surface of the dial.
Mm-hmm. And I know you and I are particularly excited to see people's response to the titanium. I think we've both got a passion for the material. But Christian, what people will be asking back at home who've not been able to make it to the show is, of course, why now? Why in 2023 is IWC launching or relaunching the Ingenieur from Gerald Genter?
The Ingenieur always, as I said earlier, is a product in the collection that really belongs to IWC. It perfectly represents what the brand stands for in terms of approach to engineering and pure design. And we had this collection in the portfolio since 1955. It's actually the only product line that was continuously in the product portfolio of IWC. But we gave a lot of attention to our three P lines, as we call it, the Pilot, the Portofino, and the Portuguesa, over the last couple of years, because they pretty much shape the brands in terms of visibility, in terms of commercial reality. But we never forget about the Ingenieur because of the values and also the aesthetics. They have their place in the portfolio. And we all thought, okay, we have to remodel this collection, and took the time really to make it perfect, because the product is so important for us from the historic perspective. This went through so many reviews and re-editions over the last decades. We said, okay, if we do it again, we really wanted to do it right. And now we took more than 5 years with endless design iterations really to perfect every little detail on this product.
having seen the watches now, I can tell anyone who hasn't had the opportunity to see them just yet that there's been obsessive engineering, re-engineering, design that's gone on. But before we come to the synergies, maybe the things that are similar from the original, the 70s Ingenieur to the one that we have today, let's just touch on how Genta actually came to interact with IWC back in the 70s, Christian. How did that relationship work? How was he hired by IWC? How long did it take him to design the first SL?
No, the Ingenieur collection was established in 1955 and basically was, when it came out, an absolute technical milestone for IWC, featuring a soft iron inner case for magnetic protection, featuring the first automatic movement from IWC in civil and commercial watch line. But the aesthetics of this original were rather classic and traditional, and what Gerald Genta managed when he started working with IWC in the 70s is really to give this outstanding technical achievements an aesthetics, a kind of visual identity that really would transport this very progressive, forward-looking character of that watch. And he really gave a face to the Ingenieur collection with a very distinguishing aesthetics. He was known as someone who worked for a couple of other well-known brands, and he was really the master of sports watches, which came out at that time. These were watches that were not executed in precious metal, but in stainless steel, came on a bracelet, came as a kind of water-resistant cases designed for an everyday use and in business and leisure. And this category of sports watches, especially the one with integrated bracelets, he was really known for, and this was one of his signature elements. However, he managed to create a very distinguishing aesthetics for IWC in this integrated look, featuring a very sculptural case and this round bezel with the five bores that had a functional use to lock and to secure the bezel on the watch. And together with very characteristic H-link design on the bracelet and the dial, this was a watch that really stood out, was a remarkable design at the time, really in line with this overall spirit of this era in design, to be very technical, very progressive, very forward-looking in the aesthetic execution. And for IWC, this was not a single watch. This was really the flagship. This was a talking piece of an entire collection, which was called the SL collection at the time, which was a steel-on-steel collection to be introduced around that time.
And Christian, as a designer yourself, how would you describe his approach? What was his style like? And ultimately, what makes Genta so special? Because of course, on my side, you know, in the media, the watch media, we revere him as a godlike figure. And of course, he's had an impact that's lived on for decades since that work in the 70s. So what makes him so special to you as a designer?
But for me, what is remarkable is that Gerald Genta, with all his talent and this ability and this enormous creativity, gave the profession of a watch designer a face. Before that, people knew the watch brand, sometimes you knew also the watchmakers, but Gerald Genta was really a kind of leading figure and hero for the profession of watch designers. Back at the time, there was big names in furniture design, in electronics design, in car design that everyone knew, and they really represented that era in terms of aesthetics and creativity. And Gerald Genta fulfilled this position in the world of watch design. In that sense, for me and my dear colleagues in the design team, he is a very important person, really, to become an ambassador of profession of watch design.
In some ways, he might have been an inspiration, though, for you going through the process yourself. Did you look to him and think, hey, you know what, there could be a future here for me?
Yeah, I think that what I'm impressed with, also looking at all his works over the decades, was the enormous creative power, but also the variety. I mean, there was not one Genta style but he was also someone who was able to constantly reinvent himself, challenge himself, and someone who was not looking back at designs he did in the past, but as a person who was really driven by creativity. reality. He was forward-looking himself. I mean, he was always thinking about the next thing he could create, and he was designing and talking to his widow, Evelyn Genta. She really confirmed this attitude and this character to me in a couple of conversations we had, that this was really his personality to keep moving, to keep challenging the status quo and challenging also himself on design, on detail, and always find the next thing.
I don't think people appreciate just how prolific a designer he was in his volume of work. I mean, he designed thousands, tens of thousands of watches alone in his tenure. Of course, not many came to fruition, but that says a lot about the man. Do we know how long it took him to design the original, the 70s SL Ingenieur?
I don't have the data on this historically, but it also took a couple of years to bring this product to life. And he always started with beautiful design sketches, which was handmade gouache paintings where we really describing the product in every detail. But then also his work back then is not very much different than what we do today. I mean, design sketch is one thing, a final product is a different story, and there's usually a couple of years of development in between. In particular, if you have a product that is so technically challenging in terms of construction, in terms of volume, in terms of setup, like the Ingenieur SL back at the time.
And moving to the product that we have here in front of us today, Christian, tell us about the design process. Tell us about how you took on this almighty challenge of taking something that's very close to a lot of people's hearts, that's a very important design, a design that's been incredibly popular and well received for decades, and then try to look to take it to the next level to improve it. How did you go about that process, you and your team?
It's very important that we respect the design codes and the DNA of the original. This was clear from the very beginning that it's not about creating something completely new, but still finding a combination between the past and the future, while analyzing and respecting the historic codes, but still combining this with a couple of new ideas, a couple of improvements that we find over the time when we worked on it. So finding this balance is really essential for every design project we do. We have to respect the identity of the brand, the DNA of the product, but still infuse new ideas that would fascinate and surprise and trigger also customers when they look at the new collection. And in this case, we said, okay, the design DNA, this is really the form of the piece, the character elements, which be the case shape, be the characteristic bezel, the codes on the dial, the H-link bracelet. So this is what we took as a given. And then from there on, we started improving on a couple of points.
And I remember we talked about this when I saw you a few weeks back. It's incredible to think that you actually took everything back to scratch. You re-looked at every design element. I mean, the bracelet in itself is a piece of art, but you started afresh. Is that correct? You took it from the very beginning and you evolved on it.
Absolutely. And also here, this process, as we said earlier, took us more than 5 years. We did more than 10 different concepts. We did more than 1,500 different design renderings just on these four watches. I mean, this shows how intense the work was and how serious we took the challenge. And in the end, we come to a product that is faithful to the original DNA, but is completely different in its proportions, in its ergonomics. The fit on the wrist is really improved with a couple of tricks we changed. We kept the idea of a functional bezel, but we translated the five bores into five functional screws that would allow us to perfectly orientate the bezel, but still keep the functionality to lock and to seal the case. And then we work on things like the attachment, where we have a middle link solution, which allows us to have a more fluent transition from the case into the bracelet, a better fit on smaller wrists. Then we improved things like, for example, the crown protection, which is a new element, which is perfectly in line with the overall design language, but also underlines the sports watch character of the piece. We have a case that is secured for 10 bars, corresponding with 100 meter water resistance. And we also put a lot of efforts in the dial finishing. The dial obviously carries the new modern logo, the IWC logo, And we had to find solutions to integrate this by, while still keeping the beauty of the original dial and keeping the dial also as lively, as three-dimensionally as it can be to correspond with a very sculptural case.
It's true. I think actually the photos, the press images don't always do justice to dials like this. You've really got to see it in person because, it, as you say, it comes alive. This sort of chessboard depth on the dials are quite something. Second to final question, Christian, before I leave you, what's your favorite detail of the new design? So what's your favorite key element of the evolutionary process? And then what is your favorite color dial out of the four?
I actually have two favorite elements. That is the new...
No, you can't do that. Give me two key elements.
Middle link attachment, which is really a big mm-hmm. improvement in terms of construction, in terms of variability, and still finding a new interpretation on the same look, but also the crown protection is something that is also very close to my heart and gives the product even a little bit more character and a contemporary look.
Favorite color?
I'm a big fan of the titanium piece. I love titanium as a material, and we in IWC, you know, we have been pioneers in titanium, and now the Grade 5 allows us not only to have this monoblock look, but also together with the original color of titanium, which is a bit darker, a bit warmer, and this superior finishing on the surfaces, for me, that's a favorite.
So you're telling me basically that if I don't get allocated the titanium, it's because you've got one?
Possibly, yes.
And I sit here, Christian, I sit here talking to you with my Ocean 2000 watch on in titanium. So I can attest to the lineage and importance of the material to IWC in its past. Finally, can we expect the Ingenieur family to grow, develop and evolve in the future?
Yes, there's plenty of ideas to do this, but we decided now to come with these four references and see a little bit the reactions, the customer side, and then if it works out well, there's definitely sufficient ideas to complete this family in future.
Listen, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the show, Christian. Huge congratulations, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what people think of these new watches.
Thanks for having me. It was great fun. Thank you so much.